Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have back our very good friend, our blessed to teach brother, Rick. How are you, my friend?
Ah, thank you so much, Jay and April. So awesome and such a privilege to be on your show.
Yeah, we love having you on there.
I do want to remind you all, if you're new to the channel or haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell so you are aware of when we have great guests in. Like Rick. And also too, remember that this episode will be fully aired uncensored on spirituallyraw.live, and you can also check it in the, you can also check the previews of everything in the links below, so make sure you enjoy that. Thank you very much. So Rick, man, what do you say here? We've turned a corner here, and you know, a lot of people, I know you you got a lot of people you're talking to on your backstage about what's going on, helping people stay calm and sane. And you know, what's the vibe on your end of everything?
Yeah, it's just, it's exciting times. I mean, what I was
talking about,
it's what a time to be alive, to see the cabal fall, right? Mm-hmm. And my stance on that has not changed at all. And the evidence is showing that that's exactly what's happening. It's just not exactly the way people hoped it would happen, or the timing's not what they want. But this is not about our pride, if you will. It's mm-hmm. about taking down a 1,000-year-old plus cabal, right? That really entrenched itself in the United States in the last couple hundred years.
You know, I think you already started off with a great point. Sometimes we lose sight of when are we going to see this? When are we going to see that? And losing sight of the big picture of that. The big picture is the evil's going away. The cabal is coming down, or the cabal is down, however you want to phrase it. That's really the big picture.
Yeah, and if you just look at what's happening with the progress we've made in the last really decade of mm-hmm. taking control of military intelligence and the secret space programs and winning in space, if you will, and then taking out the deep underground military bases that we talk a lot about on our show. We're going to get into a lot more and showing how that's happening internationally. We've got almost all the deep underground military bases cleaned out in the U.S. And then,
that's great.
And then the progress we made toward nationalism worldwide, despite the voter fraud. And then be able to actually capture the highest land, I mean, the highest position in the land for 4 years. And I believe it's going to be another four. We'll talk about more detail, I'm sure, as we go here on that. The fact that we had a bump in the road in some people's mind is just a military intelligence operation being fulfilled based upon the way the enemy entrenches itself. Mm-hmm. So they took the low ground, as Juan Osatzaden would say. Mm-hmm. But they have not, they're getting wiped out everywhere else. And
they are. Yeah. You know, I want to ask you this, because we put on a show, we were talking off air beforehand, and we put on a show about, you know, where people's just emotions are high, right? So really just trying to help them get some sense of reason, maybe some sense of peace throughout everything, and get some clarity for things is really what I think anybody's looking for at this point in time. So one of the topics, and I'd like to get your, I love your shirt, by the way.
And, I know, your shirt's awesome.
Thank you. I wanted to.
Trust the plan.
That's great.
I wanted to kind of get maybe some clarity on this, okay? So maybe you could help enlighten us, because you're talking a lot about this. So the conversations that are being had right now is obviously, you know, there's people out there, and, you know, we've had them on our show that start to question about what's going on. So I wanted to ask you, so here we have a Q military intelligence, yes? So we have that going on there. Then we have a QAnon movement. Now, are those, from the way you look at them, are there, I see those as two different things going on,
for
right?
Sure, yeah.
And so one seems to be, okay, the Q military thing going on. There's a logical approach of how things are rolling out, and you can just see that playing out. I guess the question that has been brought up in people's mind, and I want to get your take on it. Do you think by any chance the actual movement of QAnon, how does that relate to the actual Q military
intelligence
to part of that? Is that something different in its sense, or is there, you know, where's the alignment there? If you can help us get a little clearer picture on that from what you've learned.
Yeah. Well, what's really interesting, it wasn't what I call 16 plus one on my show because I'm so censored. But I think here I can say Q, right?
Yes.
What Q actually stated in all of those 4,000 plus posts, he never said that Donald Trump is going to be president on January 20th. And he never said Joe Biden will not be president on January 20th as a fake president as part of the corporation versus the true republic, right? That's a whole other. I think we have dueling presidents right now. We can talk about that in more detail. But the answer to this question is Q versus the movement. It's the movement of the hive mind, as a lot of people will talk about that, which will sometimes go misdirect slightly, right? Because it is just the way people are thinking. And you had people like Joe M saying he'd never be president. Joe Biden will never be president. And you have people like even Lynn Wood do that, say that. But I want to come back to a really clear point. Is those people are you see Joe M's hiding right now. Joe M, we need you back, buddy. If you're really, really a true patriot, remember, patriots are scarce, according to Mark Twain. When times are tough, you have to be brave. You'll be scorned. You'll be dismayed. And a patriot is scarce. I did a whole show with Gene last night on that, on actually how scarce a patriot is at this point in time. We're trying. Not only is he filtering out and showing who's cabal and who's not cabal. Right now, I believe God's plan. This is God's plan around the military intelligence operation. And he's engaging us through his back channel, through Trump's back channel, right? But it's just to wake us up. It's not to tell us the details. It's not to give us predictions.
I totally agree with that.
Two totally different things.
I totally agree with that.
So yes. We're seeing who are the real patriots right now, I believe. And I hate to say this, but it's coming down to those who have true faith in the one true God. Those are the ones who seem to be holding true to what's going on right now.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Do you feel within the movement, Rick, there's been and there is continually being right now any type of misinformation or disinformation campaigns going on within, like almost like an infiltration of sorts?
Well, again, the secret societies completely infiltrated all parts of our society, right? Every bit of peace. So we, the plan, infiltrated everything in the cabal. So they don't know who's with them or for them. The way the secret societies work, the upper levels don't know sometimes who's in the lower levels, and the lower levels definitely don't know the higher levels. And we've done military tribunals, turned those people, done deals with them, and they're back in the cabal. So we've infiltrated them completely. But yeah, the actual 16 plus one movement, the Q movement, actually has misinformation on purpose. Why? Because it's a military intelligence. The plan is a military intelligence operation. Like those red lines they talked about in one of the drops, right? It was literally, you cross a red line, right? Red one, red two, red three, it had six reds, right? And the first one was Trump's Twitter removal. If that is not an amazing proof to everybody, who would think they would take the actual president of the United States and take them off the major way to communicate?
That's insane.
That's beyond comprehension.
Yeah, and when red one happened, that cross a line, military operations went into effect. That's what these are. If you talk to military people, red two, if that goes, that's where there's a blackout of, and we're kind of getting there with censorship, but not all the way. Boom, another bunch of series, and they don't have to be in order, by the way. So a lot of those, five or six of those, could already have been crossed and active right now. I believe any of them are.
I'm really interested to hear where you think the next 3 to 6 months is going, number one. And then can you dive in a little bit more about the two presidents currently running right now?
Yeah, and so again, dueling presidents. Even if you go
dueling back, presidents.
Yeah, you look at Kim Clement actually has a prophecy. Before he died in 2016. Mm-hmm. And he actually prophesied there would be two presidents. And he talks about that.
I heard that.
Yeah, and Amanda Grace and Mark Taylor, who I've vetted very heavily, and I believe are true prophets of God, and Gene does as well, have talked about Mark talking about we've already won this in the spiritual. It needs to manifest in the natural, and there's this whole dueling leadership is what Amanda Grace talks about. So that's exactly what's happening here, and what most people believe. And again, I like to talk in scenarios, not absolutes, because it just gets people off the train when there's this big picture of the forest where we are winning everywhere, right? Gene's gonna be doing a bunch of dumb DUMB, Deep Underground Military Base, decodes again to show how we're taking out things in Norway right now, and how we're taking things out in China, and how we've almost taken all everything out under control, these massive military bases underneath the earth. We're winning if you look at the forest. People are stuck in the trees on what's happening in the United States right now with Joe Biden and this. But I believe God let this happen for a reason, and that is to show all the cabal, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and all these people that we weren't quite sure whether they were cabal or not. They showed themselves. Mike Pence showed himself as cabal, right? So then also to show who the true patriots are. Now it's down to the remnant. It's the army of God, as Mark Taylor would say. It's what I call red-pilled Christian patriots. These are the ones that need to hold the line. This is a spiritual war, and we need to be praying about that. And this is between the republic, the true republic of 1871 that was dismantled by the Rothschild loan, where they put in the corporation. So, and then many people think that on 19th, popcorn, National Popcorn Day, when the DNI report came in to give undeniable proof of foreign interference, right, that they dissolved the corporation. So you've got now a defunct president of a dissolved corporation doing Castle Rock, which is a kind of a movie studio, just making a fool of himself. But that is showing people and waking another layer of people up. That's what I love about this plan. Every time we move into another phase, it wakes another layer of people up. The pandemic woke a bunch of people up, right? Mm-hmm. The riots woke a bunch of other people up. Then you go to the election fraud. That woke other people up. Now you go to the actual stealing of the election and the implementation of all these insane plans, and it wakes another layer of people up. What is this called? The Great Awakening. What are you worried about? Why is everybody so concerned? It's happening just the way that we need it to happen.
And how long, what is your time frame of these dueling presidents?
Yeah, and I think, and again, time frames, I think we need to be careful. But I tell you, the one Anon who has been probably the most accurate of anybody is Juan O'Savin. He's always said all his bets that he made, all his friends that were thinking he was crazy, was mm-hmm. April 1st. Because he says they're going to be a fool on April 1st, right?
Yes.
And so he gave it time. March 4th and March 5th is a key date because of the original Constitution does not say January 20th. It says March 4th, right? And so that is when a president's supposed to be inauguration. And one of the key facts that people don't understand is that the military went and just dwarfed D.C. with all those barriers and everything else for this, for a virtual inauguration. They've been prepaid for March 4th and 5th. Did you know that? They've been prepaid to do the same thing.
Oh, wow. They have. Okay, no, I did not know that.
So that's a huge piece of information that there's something coming big in March.
That's interesting.
The way we understand it right now, the guy that's in the office right now. We don't refer to him. The guy's hanging out right now somewhere. Right. So that guy right now, he is running a really not even valid government at this point. Is that correct? Or just on the surface?
Like a defunct.
Well, I think it can have real world consequences, though. Like the people getting fired on the pipeline. Right. So because the media has put the perception and people mm-hmm. are acting as if, it will have real world consequences. And it mm-hmm. has to wake people up. Right. So whether that executive order shows up in the Federal Register and becomes an official executive mm-hmm. order for a small period of time, people think it is and they're acting as if it is. But I don't think none of it's going to stand.
When you get closer to mentioning what, like 107, we were mentioning first, if you would, what is the play out going to look like? Is there going to be can you help us paint a picture of what that experience is going to look like? Is it going to be a removal, like a physical, hey, you're out of office and coming in? Is there going to be where, you know, what the public would see? Like, how do you see that playing out, or what you've been informed of?
Well, I think we can trust that there has to be still a Red Sea moment, right? Because right now you've got way too many people still asleep, and criminals stole the election in the perception of many people because of the criminal media and the criminal fraud and all that type of stuff. So there's a variety of ways this could happen, but there's no question that the mass arrests are not going to happen, in my opinion, until they can't walk down the streets, as Q's has said many times. And that means that doesn't mean that you and I are going to harass Hillary or Bill Obama if they're on the street. It means that your current people that you know on the left that are blue pillars, they get mad at Obama and Hillary. That means we have a lot of waking up to do. So, so I, so So I think that I think there's going to be a restoration of the Republic. There's going to have to be taking Antifa and be all out with the National Guard in major cities. So there's going to be civil unrest, but there's not going to be the big civil war that these criminals want.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That in itself is good to know. What are we going to
Wait a second, because I don't have my paper. Well, I'm just going to go to my next question then. Does that mean then that we have not yet seen the 10 days of darkness? Now, I know it's going to sound like a really bizarre question, because I've heard people say we've been through the 10 days of darkness, although personally, I must have been sleeping, number one. And number two, does that mean we still have to go through something like that?
I think yes. There's still going to be some, the military intelligence operation, you don't even start it until you know you've won. And that's what we did. We took control of advanced technologies, all the advanced technologies, the secret space program. So when he talks about Space Force, that's just talking about what's already existed for 30 years as a secret space program. Now we have control of all that. We have control of the most of the deep underground military bases now, and at least the United States, right, where this battle is ground zero. So a lot of what either the 3 days of darkness or the 10 days of darkness, there's even some scenarios around that. And what that actually means, does it mean power outage of the grids? Or does this mean that the internet goes down? Nobody mm-hmm. really knows Nobody that, really right? Knows
right. Yeah.
There's scenarios there, but I think yes, we need to be prepared with at least several weeks of food and water and being able to have your power out completely, right? I think you need to be prepared for that. You should be prepared for that anyway, and now especially at this time. But see, the false expectations everybody had I believe people like. I hate to name so much, but the Simon Parks of the world and the people in Europe and stuff. I believe that we got to be really careful. There's a lot of controlled opposition out there, and I'm not calling
exactly.
them that right now. But I tell you, there's a lot of false expectation and false mm-hmm. hope being made by this what you called the movement versus what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to hold. Look at the forest, not the trees. We're in good shape.
The
guys.
Controlled opposition. There's a lot of that seem to be going around.
No question. And that's another thing that it's doing. It, not only is it showing who's the patron and who's not, it's also showing who's actual the enemy in disguise. Right? Just like Jack Posobiec tried to take down Q really early and Q posted him up. Jerome Corsi tried to take him down. Alex Jones tried to take Q down. Everybody's tried to take him down has failed miserably, right? Mm-hmm. And then again, there's a lot of controlled opposition. I believe in Europe, you got to be careful. If there's big, huge channels exploding,
right,
guys, that's a very
is
good
that
indicator.
An indication?
Can you just elaborate on that little bit? I've heard that from a lot of different sources. There, if there's big channels all of a sudden just exploding,
without being deleted,
right? Can you just elaborate what you're saying?
Yeah. And again, they're not going to be stupid about it. They're going to give strikes and stuff like that. And I'm still on YouTube, right? But my main channel, my 110,000 subscribers, gone. My next two channels, they just kind of starting to find out. Now they're starting to strike those, right? So I played the game where I'm whack-a-mole. They hit me here, I'm coming up somewhere else. They hit me here, I'm coming somewhere else. Right now, like last night, we went live on my third backup channel. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can really make it, everybody needs to think for themselves, like this movement says. That's why anybody that says that this is blind faith following Q it doesn't understand the facts at all. Go look at qproofs.com. You'll undeniably see the link between Trump and the Q. So you have to think that Q, if you think Q's a psyop, you have to think Trump's a psyop.
Right, right.
You can't separate those two logically. If you just go look at qproofs.com and think logically and go understand these things, it is not blind faith to know that Q is a back channel for Trump. That's 100% fact. And then you cannot think Q is a psyop and Trump is good. That is illogical for anybody that know. You're showing your lack of knowledge if you make that stance. Mm-hmm. So Q is not a psyop. It's a military intelligence operation. I believe led and inspired by the Lord God Almighty, and he anointed people like Trump and General Flynn, et cetera, to be part of this plan.
you know, I think therein lies the confusion for people. I think, and I appreciate you coming on here to help clarify
clarifying a lot of this for us.
I think a lot of confusion is kind of what I referenced in the beginning of our chat here, Rick, is that, you know, maybe the movement has been tied too closely into the actual operation, mm-hmm. and put it in the same box. So whatever the movement says mm-hmm. is what the actual operation is, if that makes sense, what I'm trying to say here. So I think that's interesting to hear from that perspective, and that does provide some clarity.
Mm-hmm. A lot of clarity.
A lot of people have been, well, I heard it from this over here, so mm-hmm. that must be that's the operation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally different. I like how you separated those two. It's a really good way to think about it. And I understand.
It only took a year.
It's so embarrassing. People think you're crazy, and it's so embarrassing. And you, if you made a protection or a bet, it's hard. I understand that. But guys, this is not about us. This is about the children being trafficked. This is about drug running and harvesting. This is about ugly, deep spiritual stuff that we need to stop. So don't get out of the fight. We need the remnant to stay solid.
What do you think about this too, though? Part of that, you know, getting the children out, of course, and everything you just referenced, but what about turning to God?
Yeah, this is a big part of what we're talking about when we talk about the scarce patriot that Mark Twain talks about. It's really, you got to be really careful, because the Bible is extremely clear. And I have kind of two communities. One's the Backstage community you guys know about. That's kind of the red pill. It's almost become a big church. We do all kinds of things. And I have this other one that's more of a training community where I train people on live as well as courses that you would take, and get you really good at being able to red pill people, and also red pill people on Jesus. I told people on what the Bible says. And one part of that is the reliability of the Bible. And I talk about textual criticism, archaeology, and prophecy, how we know the Bible is reliable. So if you know that, and you know that the God of creation wouldn't have just left us in the dark, that he gave us these books for a reason. And we know that we can prove that it's the actual writers of what they wrote. We know it's true history because of archaeology. And we know it's the word of God, and it's supernatural because of the prophecies that have come true 100% in the Bible, or they're going to come true. Nothing's been a false prophecy in there. You now go, wow, this is really the word of God. And then Jesus makes it really clear. No one comes to the Father but through me. And he said, and that is important. And it's what's called the narrow path. Mm-hmm. And the road to destruction is a wide, it talks about, right? And mm-hmm. the Bible is really clear that the narrow path is 100% Jesus and faith and this. And once you have that, the Holy Spirit comes in you, and you are aligned with the one true God. Right. And when people go on their spiritual path, it's really clear that there's deceiving spirits out there. Like John talks about test the spirits. So people that are doing remote viewing or doing tarot cards, that they could be listening to a different spirit. In fact, Gene teaches this in remote viewing. If you try to remote view and you go to astral projection, mm-hmm. that's where the enemy is, and he can influence you, and you're going to see exactly what the dark side wants you to see. If you're going to remote view, you need to revoke what he calls soul, with soul viewing, with remote viewing. Then you're safe, and you can be safe and see the truth versus what the enemy wants you to see. So
you
a lot of people
yeah, be very, very careful. Very yeah, careful.
You got to be, and remember, you're supposed to. You have two or three witnesses come before you. If you're remote viewing, you see something, you better make sure somebody you trust also sees that
right.
same thing.
And
they're not using astral projection. Mm-hmm. So people that are saying that Q is a dark spirit, that's complete misinformation that they're getting. Okay. So it's scary stuff, guys. Test the spirits to make sure that whether they are from God. Then you'll know God's pleasing, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. If you want to know the will of God, you need to test the spirits and make sure that you have the Lord Christ as your Savior. And that's where your Holy Spirit is going to be linking you directly to God. And don't get me wrong. I know I sun gaze, right? I believe in the chakras. Those are facts. Those are not Eastern religion only things. That's just the way our body works, that circulatory system, right? So I think there's tons of misinformation out there about what the Bible says not to do. It says not to do tarot cards, by the way, but mm-hmm. it doesn't say not to do sun gazing, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't say we don't have chakras, right? So there's all kinds of misinformation and evangelicals that are way too closed-minded and won't open up to things that I know you guys are experiencing right now with different parts of what you're exploring. That are true. And so my biggest advice is test the spirits. Make sure two or three people that you trust with are like muscle testing. Some people are doing muscle testing and going, mm-hmm. this is true or false. And I muscle tested. I 100. No,
Is that something you could actually show us real quick, as far as, because I know people are talking
Gene,
muscle
Gene
testing.
Gene does that, doesn't he? The muscle testing.
Is that something you could show us, like give us a visual of what that, how to do that, or how to muscle test?
I thought it was a piece of equipment that he had, but you're saying it's
The muscle testing is your muscles and how it reacts based on what your body already knows kind of is true, right?
Okay. Now,
your body can be fooled though. That's my point. And so I want to come back to where in natural medicine, where muscle testing, I believe, works really well. My wife is a born again, believing, wonderful woman of God. Right. And I think, you know, my whole story where she was in a cult. I was an evolutionist. I was trying to make her a secular. She was trying to make me into this cult. We became Christians, but biblical Christians based on the truth of the Bible. Right. But what ended up happening with her, she literally got rheumatoid arthritis, as we've been studying a lot of this stuff with Gene about natural medicine, and we're working with a natural chiropractor as well. And it's taught in Western medicine as an incurable disease. Well, she got rid of it, okay, using some of these natural medicines. And one of the things that this natural guy, one of the natural doctors taught her, is just what foods are good and bad for you. And you'll just hold your arm out, and if something's good for you, and somebody that's trained a muscle test pulls down on that arm and asks you a question, or you hold the piece of food near you, if it's bad for you, your arm will collapse. It's bizarre. I'll go to the grocery store and my arm will hold like this when it's something that's good for me, and something that's bad for me, it collapses right away. And I'm a walking testament. People have seen me 4 years. I've lost weight. I'm stronger than I ever been. I'm 57 years old. I can lift 30% more weight.
Wow, excellent.
But that's because of I got all the stuff out of my diet that I didn't do, and I kept in the stuff that are, and the nutrients and supplements and stuff like that. That's why we're starting a health company called PatrioticStrong.com. But hey, the whole point of this is that muscle testing, I believe, is really good. Your muscle can know what's good for it and bad, but can it tell truth or error? Gene feels only it should be females, and it should be two or three females doing it at the same time for a variety of reasons. I can't remember what he called that, what females have, but males don't. So I'd be really careful. People are muscle testing or remote viewing for truth. That is incredibly dangerous. Do not remote view at the astral level. You will see.
It's very, very dangerous.
That I can tell you from doing the show enough times, we've heard, you know what I mean? Just those experiences that you're referring to, you definitely have to
be You're very, opening up, but you could you can be opening a great
you
big can, can
be,
of worms.
You gotta definitely be careful there.
And I'm not trained in that stuff, and I don't remote view, right? Like, I don't know how to soul remote view. My sun gazing hasn't resulted to where I'm opened up to the way Gene is and stuff like that. But I'm just telling you that Gene warns against that, and he's the expert I trust on this topic.
What is the vibe when you on your backstage community? And we're gonna have links for everybody for Rick's backstage community, and also to where to check out your new company. Is that's ready to roll, right?
Yeah, patrioticstrong.com.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to have links for everybody.
Congratulations.
Too. What's the vibe with your community, Rick, that you're talking to? I mean, how are they overall feeling, the general vibe of everything that you're working
with? Yeah, incredibly strong. They're going to the courts of heaven. I don't know if you've seen some of that. I think Eugene and the courts of heaven, you interviewed them. I remember I saw that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, so that's just it's the remnant back there. It really is. And so it's growing like crazy, Again, did we all want Trump to be president on January 20th? Yes. Are we dismayed because of it? No. No. Why? Because we know that we see the force between the trees, and we're praying. You see God's hand on what's going on right now. We have 100 ships of three. What do they call it? I can't remember. What they call them three on the West Coast and two in the Pacific. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, on the East Coast. And you basically. That's what, 300, 500 ships that are not even letting people port in San Francisco and Seattle. So we're taking out this cabal right and left. It's not just the dumbs. It's not just the secret space program.
I want to make sure I just understood what you said. Are you saying that they're storing them in these ships?
No, I'm just saying we have naval. I'm just saying military is active everywhere is what I mean. And so we're winning this war. People backstage are leading that fight in many ways. So you can join us. Just go to blessedteach.com right there, and go to backstage tab, And it's really more, don't join there unless you want to get into deep red pill information that Gene goes over, right? It's talking about the secret space program. We're getting, having a Gene Unleashed on the 31st that is actually going to be about the Dracos. He's going to detail out what Dracos are and aren't, pictures of them that his wife drew up for us, what they look like if your third eye's open, if you will. And again, that having a healthy pineal gland is not Eastern religion, guys. Okay. it's a physical thing you need to happen. Sun in your eyes is healthy for you. Yeah. Right. And that's another thing that biblical Christians cannot be so judgmental as to condemn things that the Bible doesn't say to condemn. We've got to get off that judgmental path and understand it is vital to have sun in our eyes and our forehead. And the cabals lie to us by putting ultraviolet light on your glasses and on your contact glasses on your cars, because by lying to us, we need that circulatory, that ultraviolet circulatory system going on. Whole other subject. Sorry about that. You guys know about that.
I have a couple questions about that.
I do too. So are you saying that, like, when you buy sunglasses,
that's what I was going to say,
and it says UV 100%,
we shouldn't be
protected,
using those?
Should we be letting that ultraviolet light in? Is what you're saying?
You shouldn't be wearing sunglasses.
You shouldn't be wearing.
Oh my God! Wait a second. Hold on. I
the worst thing you could possibly do for your ultraviolet system. Remember, there's three circulatory systems. One of them that the cabal hides from us and lies to about us. This is why they can be so good athletes and so healthy a lot of times and live longer, et cetera, because they are not drinking the fluoride.
This makes perfect sense, actually.
And they may wear sunglasses, but I guarantee you they're sun gazing, because they know how healthy that is and how important it is to the body. Because that's why I'm 30% stronger. I believe I'm drinking nothing but distilled water. I have no fluoride in my diet. I've got the correct supplements, and I'm 30% stronger than I ever have been at 57. Uh-huh. And I used to lift weights and I was a college athlete. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the only way that happened is because I write stuff in, write stuff out. And also I for 10 minutes a day, actually get the sun in the eye that your eyes need.
Let me tell you something. Well, it's starting to make sense to me. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you two things. Number one, our son, he has dark, almost black eyes. And we're always on him about, because he always goes out without sunglasses all the time. And we live in Florida, right next to the beach, practically on the beach. And he'll be on the beach. He will never wear sunglasses. He hates them. And we're always like, you're going to ruin your eyes. You're ruining
exactly,
your eyes.
Exactly. That's a cabal lie. Don't look at the eyes. You'll burn them. Well, how many people have you heard in the world that go to the hospital because of burnt eyes?
Exactly. And you know what he always says? He's like, my eyes are fine. I see fine. And I'm like, you say that now.
That's just a lie they taught us. Now you got to be really careful. It's like you just don't go. You just don't go looking directly at the sun.
Like 3 p.m, like boom.
Yeah, but now I can. Gene and I can look at the sun.
And you have light eyes,
right? Because we built it up, right? It's like running. You can't run a marathon right away. You have to. Uh-huh. And so that's why you only want to look early on. You got to study this correctly, guys. And we have all the information backstage about how to do it correctly.
And you have, your eyes are lighter color than my eyes. And in my mind, I always kept thinking the reason, because I can, in my head, I keep telling myself, which I'm going to switch right now when we go outside, because first thing I say is, I have to put my sunglasses on before I go out the door. I can't see. But I'm wondering, because in my mind, I kept saying, because my eyes are light, I'm more sensitive. But I probably have caused my eyes to be more sensitive from wearing the sunglasses.
Exactly. This is one of the most bizarre things that happened to me, because I'm light. I used to have blonde hair, right? And so it's darkened over the years. But I would burn like this. I mean, I could. My dad burns like this. And what was shocking to me when I just started getting doing the proper techniques and getting up to where I could do like 10 minutes a day or more of sun gazing. In the middle of the day now, indefinitely, right? My eyes aren't hurt. In fact, we've had some people's cataracts that have gone away doing this, right? But the whole point is that when you create that circulatory system, the ultraviolet circulatory system, it's almost like sonar where it pushes back against it. And now I hardly burn at all. I always went through the sun with a huge red nose and peeling. I'd get peeling all the time. This is the first summer I went through the summer in the Southern Moor without pilling nose.
And I'm sorry, how did you do that? Because I'm sorry.
Just because I started getting all my chakras full with the
so I want to just kind of tag on what you said here just a little bit. So because you're not subscribing to, hey, let me shut down the ultraviolet system, if you would, within your thing, it's actually that in itself has started to balance out and open up your chakras. That would you equate a lot of that to that?
And just the fact that you have your ultraviolet system going on, you can handle a lot more sun. I can handle one more sun than I used to be able to.
So would this be then if I were to get you to correlate it at Sensoric, would that be like the entrance point then right here of that ultraviolet system to your body through here?
All three of your eyes, right? If you looked at a skull, it's like a mesh right here. It's designed to take sun in to the third eye. A third eye is not a Eastern religion evil thing. Now they've used it that way, and they put it because they hid it from us. That's why the all-seeing eye is on everything, because they know about having a healthy pineal gland. We don't, and they laugh at us and put it in their face, right? But you need it. But that's why. Now I'm not saying you shouldn't wear sunglasses if it's bright and you can do safer driving if you put your sunglasses on. I'm just saying in general, you need to get sun in your eye.
You know what's interesting?
You're making very, very valid points.
He sure is. And think about when we went to India. Do you remember actually a billion people? Like how many people did you see wearing sunglasses?
None. Not one. I think we were the only ones.
Yeah, not one. Not one.
When I say one out of a million, we were probably literally one out of a million probably wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, the cabal makes it cool to wear sunglasses.
The tourists were the only people wearing sunglasses.
Right. But there's a billion people there, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's wild now that you think about it.
Exactly.
Leave it to you, Rick, to awaken us.
Yeah. No, it was awakening to me. I used to run. I was a runner in college, right? Yeah. So I always told myself I'm going to be running at 175 or 80, right? I'm going to be running. And that's what I do because it takes me 15 minutes. I'm done with my exercise and they don't have to get ready for it. So it's a perfect way. So but I used to have sunglasses on and a hat on.
Me too. I do.
when I run, right? And so I was getting no sun whatsoever. And so now I never have a hat on. I never have a sunglasses on.
Are you going to try it?
I'm going to definitely.
Are you going to give it a go? Because you are neurotic about wearing sunglasses.
Okay, so yeah, I am neurotic. You're neurotic. I'm so neurotic.
I can do it.
Because I guess this will happen. Maybe, hopefully you'll let me know. Because immediately I start squinting.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a while. It's like you haven't run in 10 years and you're going to go run. You're not going to go run 3 miles. Uh-huh. You're probably going to have to run and walk a half a mile, right? To start out with. That is why you only do a few breaths and sunset or sunrise, right? And you have to be really careful. So to not overdo it earlier, you're going to get a headache is what you're going to get. You're not going to burn your eyes and have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's a complete lie, I believe. And so obviously you need to figure this out on your own time. But the point here is that this has been life transforming for me. Distilled water, no fluoride in my diet, and the sun gazing combined with proper nutrients and knowing through the muscle testing that my wife was trained in to actually know what to put in my body and what not to put in my body.
The fluoride, how do you get around toothpaste?
I use toothpaste with no fluoride.
Which one? I've been looking. I can't. That's what I'm saying. I cannot find one.
Yeah, you can find it.
That was awesome.
We have that.
I'm like, is it a special toothpaste? Which one is it?
If you go to blessedteach.com right there and just go to health tab and you can search the fluoride. You see the.
Thank you. I was thinking that maybe
toothpaste has it. There's the Dr. Johnner's has one. The one I like is Dr. Johnner's.
Your site has it though, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna check
we haven't come out with one yet. It's just a link to an Amazon way to buy it. I probably should need to change it from an Amazon link to something else. But
I was also thinking that maybe you were gonna say baking soda.
Yeah, that's some of them put some of that in, and my son tried to make his own stuff with that. But again, there's plenty out there with no fluoride. And again, you gotta be careful because you have to take better care of your teeth because you're not putting poison all over your mouth to kill everything, right? So that poison, it does great on teeth. Why it's destroying your freaking body. And another thing people don't know is that tea plant, green tea, black tea, are one of the worst thing you can do for your pineal gland. It'll calcify it because I won't go there. I'll go there backstage with you sometime. But what I'll tell you this is that the tea plant is pushed, I believe, by the cabal to close our pineal gland because it naturally absorbs fluoride. So green tea, horrible for you. I won't put anything, even the nutrients. A lot of these, some of the best companies in the world put green tea pieces in the supplements.
Yeah.
You should never do that. Avoid green tea, black tea, white tea. Now, herbal teas are fine,
mm-hmm.
but those teas have massive fluoride in it. Now, they say, oh, it's not toxic. It's just a small amount of fluoride. Guys, any amount of fluoride poison, and the first thing that the pineal gland does, it's the most sensitive to fluoride. Mm-hmm. So you'll never get your pineal gland expanded and opened and healthy and producing the proper rhythms in your body and the proper melatonin to help you sleep if you do not get rid of tea and get rid and do some sun gazing.
That's amazing. Can you give us
real quick,
and I know that we're getting down to the close here. I want to get your opinion on this. Can you give us a quick illustration on the sun gazing, like about how long, like if someone wants to start out and say, okay, I'm watching this and I want to go out there and start right away. Can you give us a quick illustration on how long they should start and maybe what the best time of day is?
Yeah, and again, I kind of come back to my biblical roots, guys. It doesn't say never sun gaze. You can't worship the sun, and we're not worshiping the sun. I love the Lord God Almighty. I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. I've got the Holy Spirit in me. And when I look at the sun, I'm glorifying the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the universe. That's the first thing, is to make sure that you're centered on the right thing. If you're doing it to try to awaken and get to 5D and not centered in the biblical truth of the true God, I think that this could lead you astray. So if the first thing is to be centered on the true God of the Bible, where we know it's true, right? Because he gave us all the evidence, the textual criticism, the archaeology, the prophecy, to know that the Bible's true. And it clearly tells us that we come through the Father through Jesus. Now, and so that's why, and that's the first thing I want to say. But the way you do that is you just go to sunset or sunrise. And usually you'd only start with a few breaths. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth, looking and gazing at the sun, right? And then you stop. And then the next time you might do two or three breaths. And then after a couple of days, you might do 4 or 5 breaths.
So literally just a few seconds like that?
Yeah, early on, not much at all. It's just like running. You're not going to, instead of running for an hour, you're going to run for a few minutes, right?
Oh.
So just build your eyes up. And I got really quickly after about 3 months where I can look at the sun indefinitely in the middle of the day.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
But we have a protocol to take 49 days to do that. And then you build up, and then you go to, and then you go to the beginning, and then you go to an intermediate stage, and then you go to the advanced stage. So there's 3 stages. All the protocols are backstage, and I think Gene will email them to you as well, if you would can't afford backstage. But we also have scholarships backstage, by the way, for those people who are fixed income and can't afford it.
Aww.
That's nice.
Yeah, you buy your advance only like $10 a month, and it's a. You get the amount of value you get back there is amazing. We have a high speed search engine to search through every show I've ever done. So you can see what Amanda Grace said or what Gene said or what Mark Taylor said, or what I said on the exact set phrase of what we said. So a high speed search engine. And just a lot of other, like we talked about every single day, there's almost a church type atmosphere back there, praying for each other, support each other. And then a lot of red pill information from Gene and others to allow you to get deeper.
You got a great community, man.
Yeah,
we had the privilege of spending backstage mm-hmm. with you guys on the election vigil, pre-election vigil night, yeah. And it was just really beautiful.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
The people that were there, the love behind what you've created. God bless you, man. You know, you really, yeah, it's really great to see that. Hey, tell us a little bit, because I know you're coming up with some courses too, right?
Yeah, so I have another community that's more training. Now we have courses in backstage where we've taken all Gene's stuff over hours of time and condensed them down to stuff where you can come and learn some of these truths really quickly, okay, and investigate them for yourself, think for yourself, et cetera, right? But I have a training community called the Impactor Training, and that's I love this. And this is a smaller community of a few hundred people where we meet every Saturday. And usually there's 15, 20 of us on the phone. It's probably going to 25 or so. And you can get your personal questions answered about how do I bond with people better that I need to try to influence. A lot of people have broke bonds with their families and everything. And we talk about some what personality type there are and how you can better bond with them. And then when I'm trying to red pill them, how to do that by making sure I adjust based on their personality type and how to get really good at talking about Operation Mockingbird in the deep state. And I teach them the method of that.
That's great.
And then also, how do you teach people about the God's good news? Yeah. Well, how do you teach about the reliability of the Bible? How do you teach about what the real God is, the real Jesus, and the real gospel is, right? And so there are 3 modules that are there. A lot, you don't have to go to all three, but and this is my passion, and I call it the impactor community because I want people to impact. And so that you just go to training off the website. You go to blessedteach.com and go to training. And this is like $1,000 course I created over 7 months. It's got an 88-page booklet with all these lessons to do. But it's for busy people. It only takes like 5 to 15 minutes per lesson, right? So you can knock out a lesson on your own time in busy times. And it's self-paced. But then every Saturday, I train. Or I have another expert come in. Like Gene comes in on advanced red pilling. Or my son comes on red pilling millennials. So if you want to be... If you don't want to get into the red pill deep stuff and all that, and you just want to get trained on how to rebond with your family, friends, and acquaintances, and how I effectively red pill my Uber drivers and Lyft drivers really effectively, right, in a quick fashion that doesn't offend them, right, and then how to share God's good news. That's what the training is all about. And in the training tab of blessedteach.com.
Nice. That's right on. Wonderful. We're going to have links there for everybody.
That's Rick, so nice.
I tell you, it's always such a great, I mean, you always put a smile on my face, man, mm-hmm. when you come here. It's great to see you. It really is.
I appreciate you guys so much. And your platform is so awesome. Also, please support this platform. Go to spirituallylive.com. Is that
right? Spirituallylive. Yeah. Thank you,
I'm a sponsor. You are,
man.
I think everybody needs to do that to get these full shows all the time. And support this movement. This is something amazing you're doing. I know you also are doing a lot with the hemp work. And so we'll be interviewing you soon about getting more detail about that and what you guys are doing and what your life's about here soon, shortly as well. Looking forward to that.
Likewise, brother. Thank you
so much.
Hey, man, can you, like last time, can you close us out with a prayer?
Yeah, sure. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Jay and April here in their platform, Spiritual Raw. Will you please just continue to bless it? Allow them to be cloaked from the censorship and allow them to flourish and get to the people you want them to get to, Lord. And I just ask for a blessing on everybody that's listening to my voice as well, Lord, that they will not panic during this time period, that they will come to understand what the truth is about you taking back this nation of the United States of America so that you can have your great harvest. This is a pre-rapture type thing. This is a pre-revelation type thing. The enemy timeline is trying to pull us there. You're not going to allow it, Lord. So I may encourage everybody that's listening to my voice that you have a plan. God has a plan for you. He wants you to inquire him. So please come to understand who he is, become connected to the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ, and allow him to tell you how he wants to use you at this point in time. For such a time as this. Lord, what a glorious time this is going to be. What a great time to be alive. We love you, Lord, and we just ask for these blessings in the name of the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. That was very sweet of you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for having us in your home today. We hope you enjoyed your response to the PSYOP thing. And thank you very much for that. And also, we hope this brought you peace in today. So thanks for having us in your home. We'll see you next time.
And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.